All right, Justin Blaylock, you ready to go rapid fire inside the mine?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I want to ask you this. If you could go anywhere in a time machine, anywhere, anytime, where would you go?
I'd have to go to the future.
Yeah.
And I'd probably try to make some kind of profit off of my knowledge when I got back.
Make so profit by being a prophet.
I'd break the rules that Dr. Emmett Brown laid down, and I would use all my knowledge for financial gain.
Right. If you were a superhero, what would your superpower be?
There's a lot of them out there. I think a really cool one would be like to morph or something. Like I see something, I can turn into that.
Okay. What's that one thing in this world that breaks you down? What's your kryptonite?
Turtle cheesecake.
From Cheesecake Factory?
It can be from anywhere.
What is your biggest pet peeve?
My biggest pet peeve is people that say like all the time. Like totally.
Like, I know what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being extremely weird, how weird are you?
5.
Come on now.
Middle of the road weird. Not that that's weird.
What's one of your hidden talents?
Well, it's not so hidden anymore, but I'm a musician. I play guitar, drums, bass, tuba.
All right, Justin, we're going to go to the rewind. We're going to go back a little bit to your career, to your past. In 2008, you helped the Falcons rank second in the NFL in yards per game, 157 yards per game. You also had a very exciting accomplishment that year when you became one of the few offensive linemen in Falcons franchise history to score a touchdown. That was back in 2008. You haven't scored since then. What's up with the big dramatic drop-off here in production?
I keep telling everyone to put the ball on the ground when they get near the end zone so I can go get it. But everyone's being really, really selfish, thinking about themselves, and not making that happen for me. We're working on it, believe me. It's going to happen.
It's in the playbook?
Yes.
There's an unwritten understanding.
Just don't tell Dirk.
Right. Okay, so whether it was 2008 and you led the team in offensive lineman scoring, or back when you went to Texas where you had a 51 consecutive game streak, you were an All-American, you were up for the Lombardi Award, the Outland Trophy, you're known for that game-winning block that you had for Vince Young when he scored the touchdown in the championship game versus USC. Very, very outstanding career and experiences in your life. Do any of those stand out to you most?
More pillars. The championship game was really awesome. That night, probably better than the game, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a ball.
National champions. USC Trojans.
We had a lot of fun. That whole year was an awesome experience. I can't say that one touchdown trumped that. But we've had some really awesome moments here, too. And looking forward to a whole lot more.
What's maybe something about your career that is less obvious to us as fans that you're really proud of, whether it's something that you personally have accomplished or a group of men of which you've been a part?
Just having the group of guys that have been here over the years, not necessarily the sexiest names or the highest draft picks or all that, but just being able to, through the power of coaching and our minds together and whatnot, being able to put a good product on the field, it makes me really happy, for all the other guys on the line, because I know how hard, we work day in, day out. And to come out and have success winning ball games is what makes me the most happy, out here. I can't really hang my head on a whole bunch of stats.
Yeah, right. And you're very studious. And so I hear you talking about preparation. Is that what has enabled you to have longevity? I mean, you have 80 consecutive starts here with the Falcons. That's more than any current Falcon on the roster. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah. So, that speaks volumes about who you are and how you are. Tell us about your preparation and the things you do outside of the game that enables you to have longevity in this profession.
Well, the first thing I would say is a tip my granddad gave me a long time ago, that you rarely get hurt if you're playing hard. Usually when you see guys get hurt, sometimes it's a freak accident, but a lot of times if you're loafing, maybe taking a playoff, bad things tend to happen to you.
Right.
I don't know why it works out that way. If you're doing things the right way, things tend to work out for you. That's probably the biggest thing I can attribute it to.
All right, we're going to go in between the lines now. And you talked about one of the things that you do with your time right here, right now, at this point in your life, outside of football, is you play the drums, mm-hmm. you're good at the guitar. There's some other things that you like to do, too. Some other interests you have outside of football. I know video games is a big one.
Yes.
You're very talented at that. Tell us about your interests outside of football, man. What do you like to do? How do you maintain balance in this very demanding career?
That's a really tough part. We put a lot into what you see on Sundays. Believe it or not, even when we lose, we still work hard during the week.
You worked hard. You put in time. Right.
But it is important. And when you get away and you're home, unplug, get away.
Yeah.
It will eat you up if you let this become your whole life. So I found a lot of things outside of football, to distract me. Like you said, I play video games still.
Yeah.
28-year-olds playing video games.
But
I don't live
in
my mom's
right?
house, so
there you go.
I could still do that.
But it is important to unplug, right? I mean, did you learn that the hard way? Did you used to overstudy and overwork yourself?
Yeah, there were times where I was just so focused and just everything, taking the playbook home, studying all night,
mm-hmm.
and just burning the candle at both ends. And you can't do it.
You become miserable, right?
It is a terrible, terrible existence.
Right. all right. Tell us a little bit about the Justin Blaylock Foundation. And the goal is to help kids 11 to 18 really develop, right? And mm-hmm. to provide support for them and help them deal with the pressures that they face. How did that start?
Well, it started, I believe, my second year. I just wanted to do something to help, do something that mattered. And I felt that was a good way to start. Initially, I was working back home in Dallas, trying to get programs off the ground, do things, partner with people that were already established, mm-hmm. if you will, and started doing football camps, and that's pretty no-brainer, football player, football camp.
Right.
But also wanted to do things a little outside the box, so I'd have maybe a local business owner come in, talk about how they started, in that world, or have a dietitian come in, and talk about how to eat properly, so you're not just eating little pan pizzas all the time,
right.
as a kid. So just trying to offer them something that you don't necessarily always get when you're going to a football camp.
Right.
And then we've moved on to entrepreneurial workshops, SAT classes, scholarship workshops, so all types of things that young people need, to just get a helping hand. It's tough out there for these kids.
All right, so now we're going to go inside the mind, and you're quoted as saying that, "I think I love the game because of the physical nature and demand on competition, but you're so kind, you're so nice, seemingly gentle, caring of an individual." So is there a switch that turns on and off? Is there a bit of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde for you from off the field Justin to on the field Justin?
There is a little bit. It might be a magic serum. No, there's
cherry Coca-Cola.
Yes, I had to have that before the game. It it's very difficult to hit a switch per se, but I know, and the guys around, you know, all the linemen are, you know, pretty decent guys. You know, it'd be pretty tough to take that kind of mentality out into our everyday lives.
Right.
But yes, there's times even on the field you can be a decent guy.
Right.
But you know, when you're out there, it is business, and I think everyone that's out there can respect that. And there's things that you have to do.
Give me an example. What's the worst thing you've done, man? What's the worst thing you've... Maybe not the worst thing, like something that will really get you in trouble, but one of the bad things you've done where you had a decision. Like, I can continue to be the nice, gentle, kind, caring Justin, but I'm going to go a step further, and I'm going to let this dude have it. What's something you've done? Come on.
Oh, no, that happens all the time. you know, there are... You have opportunities to let a guy know that you mean business.
Right.
When you're out there. I think, I mean, everyone that's played knows that. And when you have a chance, and I'm not saying to hurt a guy, but to
let him know you want to win.
Let him know that I'm not out here messing around.
Right, right. Well, give me something, man. What's something you've done? A little extra shove? What is it?
I think a little extra shove is probably the best one, because it's like a gnat.
Yeah.
It kind of right. just like won't go away.
Right.
It just gets under your skin after a while.
Yeah.
And over the course of a game, what's just annoying, you know, at first, really, you know, can tick a guy off.
Right.
And just to get someone out of, you know, out of their thinking, you know, just throw them off a little bit out of their game, you know, per se, can really work in your advantage. And then, you know, that's when the big shots can come in.
Yeah, because he's not thinking about how he can win the game. He's just thinking about how big of a jerk you are, right?
Absolutely.
So there definitely is a switch, because I've seen you play the game, and you play it rough and tough, man, and it's nothing like you are off the field. When you look in the mirror 20 years from now, what's the type of person you're going to see? What's he doing? Where has he been? What has he done?
My goodness. I really hope I'm able to look in the mirror 20 years. In all honesty, someone that was sincere and, you know, helpful to everyone that he came across. You know, everything else, I believe, will take care of itself as long as you enjoy what you do. You know, try to do it wholeheartedly. And follow the golden rule. You know, as corny as that sounds, I think that still works.
I like it. That's good stuff, man. All right, before we go, three words to describe Justin Blaylock.
I go back to the well, say sincere.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughtful. Fun-loving, hyphenated. That's one word.
I like it. All right, man.
Thanks for having me.